Okay, so I drew the short straw. No. Actually, I'm beginning to think maybe they're all short straws on this retreat. And I was just thinking how, I don't know about in other people's groups, but in our group it's been quite, this thing about reflecting on the precious human life has been quite difficult and quite challenging. And then in our team meeting yesterday when we were talking about this, we were sort of saying, oh God, you know, that was supposed to be the... that was supposed to be the easy bit. That was supposed to be like the uplifting bit at the beginning. So, yeah, so maybe it's all quite challenging in different ways. But what I'm going to talk about is death and impermanence. Many things threaten life, which is even more ephemeral than a bubble of water full of air. How amazing is the opportunity to exhale after inhaling and to awake from sleep. So this is in The Gardener. And I really like that, particularly that last line. How amazing is the opportunity to exhale after inhaling and to awake from sleep. And how much we take for granted that with each breath there'll be another breath, and each time we go to sleep we'll wake up again. So because I've been thinking about this talk, and Dharmadina's been talking about the sort of precious human life, reflections on the precious human life, I think for me I've just seen how closely they're connected and how much they go very much hand in hand. They only sort of make sense together in a way, that's what I've been thinking. And I was thinking that in a way it's like we only really... Well, I think this is my experience. We only really experience life as being precious when we have a sense of it being quite fragile, quite sort of frail. And we only, and by having that sense of it being quite fragile, we sort of realise the preciousness of it. So they very much go hand in hand. And in a way, I suppose what we're trying to do is have... like a heightened sense of both of those things, so the kind of fragility of life and the preciousness of life, as opposed to having a kind of dull sense of both of those things. So sometimes we can kind of have that. I know for me that dull sense is like, you know, well, life's not so great anyway, and, you know, so what if everybody dies? You know, so what if I die? Kind of thing. There's this kind of dull sense of both, and what we're looking for is like a heightened sense of both. So I'm going to talk about these reflections in this context as sort of a reflection on death in the context of these mind-turning reflections. I've realised is quite a particular reflection on death. It's not just a general kind of musing on death. It's thinking about death in a certain way for certain reasons. So I'm going to talk a bit about that kind of reflection on death. And then I'm also going to talk a bit about my own experience since my dad died. So my dad died at Christmas this year, very unexpectedly. So I've just thought quite a lot about death for the last 9 months. So I'm going to bring in just some of those things that I've been thinking about.